Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508 webcast. Who do I have standing in front of me?
Dick.
Interesting. And can you elaborate on that?
It's a South African kind of like deer or baby fawn or something. So.
Okay. And so do you have any expectations for the 508 this year?
Just to finish and make it to the finish line and have a good time.
Do you have a target time you're looking to achieve?
Nope. Sometime under the cutoff would be nice.
And is this your first endurance ride?
No, I did the Race Across America this year, but I didn't finish this last year. So I'm kind of here for unfinished business, just to make sure I cross the finish line.
Interesting. Okay, and do you have any special dietary plans?
Yes, Hammer Nutrition. So I'll be using that the whole race. That's it.
Interesting. Well, good luck to you. Do you have any extra comments you'd like to make?
No, just that Chris Kosman does put on a great race, and this is a lot of fun. So.
Cool. Good luck. Look forward to seeing you finish line.
We have a 2004 veteran here. Donkey, I believe. That's right. Yes?
Donkey, David Jones.
Okay. Are you excited about the 508 now that it probably isn't going to be a repeat of 2004?
I'm looking forward to it, rain, wind, or shine. I don't care. I love this race, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's terrific to be out there, especially at Death Valley in the middle of the night, and hopefully we'll have nice stars this year. But it's great, and all the camaraderie of all the other people that come here, my crew, and my training partners. I want to thank them. Don and Deb and Vicky from my San Fernando Valley Bike Club. I took a crack at doing Race Across America this year.
Wow.
And only got about halfway before the wind.
Well,
and
only halfway.
Before the wind and the sore butt got me. But that was a great experience, and I'm looking forward to finishing the 508 to kind of cap the year.
Sounds like a minor achievement after half of RAM, but best of luck to you. It seems like you're certainly in good standing, and hope to see you at finish line. Any final comments?
No, just good luck to everybody, and let's hope everybody finishes this year.
Yeah, awesome. See you then. Okay, good afternoon. I believe we've got a rookie in front of us. What's your name and what's your totem?
Name is Andy Zellhoff, and my totem is Dung Mite.
Nice. You're confident of finishing, you think?
Yes, I'm very. Besides some weird thing happening, I'm confident that I should finish.
That's awesome. That's the attitude. Have you had any experiences of things like this before?
Not at this distance. I've routinely have done double centuries and things like that, so this was the next step.
From what I've heard in my own personal experience, it's all the same after 100 miles, you just keep on pedaling. So you studied the course, presumably you know about it. What's the bit that you're going to look forward to the most?
Actually, I haven't been pretty much on the course at all, and I have not driven the course, so everything's going to be something new and adventure out there. So.
Awesome. And the question I've been asking pretty much everyone, what are you going to be eating?
I got some banana nut muffins, I got some Reese's peanut butter cups, bananas, watermelon, grapes, so whatever my crew's going to hand me at the pick of time, that's what I'm eating.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you're all psyched and ready, so best of luck out there, and see you on the road. Okay, good afternoon. We have a participant here. What's your totem and what's your name?
Fast Rabbit, and my name's Jennifer Flenner.
Awesome. Are you a veteran of this or a rookie?
No, rookie.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. I'm ready to be done with it.
Nice. I presume you've studied the course intensively. Tell me what section are you most looking forward to?
Probably the ride through Death Valley.
Through Death Valley?
Yeah. Maybe down into Death Valley.
Nice. From my personal experience, I remember that was a particularly sleepy section. Tell us something about what you're going to be eating on this course. Is it going to be junk food the whole way, or are you going to be looking after your calories in an extremely controlled and well thought out manner?
Oh, it's well thought out. It's going to be hot dogs, gummy bears, jelly beans, that sort of thing.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're in excellent position to be finishing solidly. So best of luck out there and see you on the road. So I'm not going to pretend that the guy standing in front of me is not the winner from last year's 508. It's Kenny Souza, right? What was your totem?
Yep, Fast Truck Gecko.
You excited about this year? You feel the pressure of having that achievement to back up again this year?
No, not really. I did Ram this year, so I really haven't been training too much. So my expectations are just here to come out. I really kind of just need to do something to jumpstart me back into some training again. I've had a couple really good rides, but definitely have not trained much for the last 2 months. And, you know, like last year, I came in here so relaxed, I had no idea what I was getting into. And now I know what to expect, but, you know, I'm out here not to crush it or kill or try to win. I'm just going to go out and see how I feel and just, you know, have fun.
Sure. Do you have a time estimate here? I mean, there were 4:24 hours, I think, last year. You going for the 23 hours, maybe, or just whatever, as long as you finish?
The weather could be a hell. So knowing what I knew last year, and it's looking like we're going to have phenomenal weather out there. But if the winds kick up all that, I mean, you just, you know, things like these, anything can happen out there, you know, in the ultra stuff. So, I'm not going for any time. Just going to go out there and try to be safe.
Okay. And one last question, and a question that's propped up a lot. What are you eating?
I'll be using our new Clif Shop Blocks we came out with, Clif Drink, and a little bit of, you know, solid foods, you know, just sandwiches, stuff like that to get, but mostly the Clif products.
Awesome. Well, best of luck out there, and I hope to see you at the finish line sometime on Sunday morning.